Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about something I like to call the Code Cloud Couch workflow. It's this incredible idea that you can dream up a change to an application, push it to production, and see it live, all without touching a server.
Okay, that sounds like the absolute dream for developers. So you're saying total automation, from idea to live, just like that?
Exactly. And to make this real, we're going to talk through a fun, almost ridiculous little game I built for Thanksgiving called Turkey Tapper.
Turkey Tapper? All right, I'm hooked. Tell me about this game. Is it as silly as it sounds?
Oh, it's absolutely ridiculous. It's a simple little console-style game. You have to feed patrons, but if you don't give them enough food, they get angry and attack you. Drop too much on the floor, and a cat comes after you.
A cat attacks you. What do you do then?
You have to give the cat a fish. Of course, it's complete silliness. But it's the perfect example to show how we can take an app and get it into a real production workflow.
Got it. So first step, I assume, is getting the code somewhere accessible, right? Like GitHub.
You got it. First things first, I pushed it all up to my GitHub account. But the real magic happens next. The code needs a place to live online, a place to deploy. For that, I've recently moved to a platform called Vercel.
Vercel, I've definitely heard of them. They're known for making deployments super easy, right? How does that connection work?
It's shockingly simple. You go to Vercel, create an account, and tell it to add a new project. It connects directly to your GitHub. You pick the repository, in this case, Turkey Tapper, and you just hit deploy. That's pretty much it.
Wow, okay, that's easy. But you said there was an unlock, something that makes this whole coding from the couch thing possible. What is that?
This is the critical part. It's a feature called Instant Previews. Here's what it does. When you push a new branch, say for a pull request, Vercel automatically creates a unique, shareable deployment of your app with only those new changes.
Hold on. So you're telling me, if I want to test a new feature, I don't have to pull the code down to my computer and run it locally. I can just see a live version of it instantly.
Precisely. The production site, the one everyone else sees, remains completely untouched, but you get a private live URL to see your changes in a real environment. This is the unlock that lets you do true engineering from your mobile device.
Okay, my mind is officially blown. So let's walk through it. You're on your couch, you have an idea for Turkey Tapper. What happens next?
Right, so I'm sitting there, and I think, you know, this game feels a bit too plain. It needs a retro old-school monitor frame around it. Maybe a glitchy effect on the start screen. But I don't want to get up. The game's on.
A classic dilemma. So you pull out your phone? You're not seriously going to code on your phone, are you?
Not directly. I pull up my phone, open ChatGPT, and go to its coding environment, which I've already connected to my GitHub account. I just ask it. I describe the changes I want. Add a monitor frame, make it glitchy, and tell it to get to work.
Wait, you just asked an AI to make the changes, and it does it. And then what? Does it just commit to the main branch? That seems risky.
Ah, but that's the beauty of the process. It doesn't touch the main branch. Instead, it creates a new branch with all the code changes, and then opens a pull request on GitHub for me. All automated.
Okay, so now there's a PR waiting in GitHub. This is where the Vercel magic comes back in, right?
This is where it all comes together. As soon as that PR is created, Vercel's hook fires. You look at the PR on GitHub, and right there in the comments, you see a status check from Vercel. Once it's done building, which is super fast, it posts a link that says preview.
And you can just click that link on your phone.
Yep. I tap the link, Vercel authenticates me, and boom. I am looking at a live, functioning version of Turkey Tapper with the crazy new green, glitchy monitor frame. I'm previewing my change without ever having left the couch.
That is fantastic. The production version is still safe and sound, but you're seeing a fully functional preview of your potential changes. So what's the final step? If you like it, you just merge.
That's the workflow. If I love the change, I hit merge pull request right there on my phone. Vercel detects the merge to the main branch and automatically deploys the new version to production. If I don't like it, like in this case, it was a bit too much for me,
I just close the PR. No harm, no foul.
This completely changes the game for quick iterations. I can see why you said you can ask for 4 or 5 changes and just review the previews. You don't have to check out 5 different branches on your computer.
That's exactly why I moved to this workflow. I didn't want to run to the computer every time I had a small idea. And I should mention, while I use Vercel, other platforms like Netlify also offer this kind of auto-preview functionality. It's a modern approach to CI/CD.
And you mentioned Vercel has a good free plan for this, so people can try this out with their own projects?
Oh yeah, their free plan is very, very good. You can deploy quite a few low-volume applications for free, with all these preview features included. It's perfect for hobby projects or getting started.
This is just so cool. From a silly game about feeding patrons and fighting cats, we've uncovered a workflow that truly frees up the development process.
It really does. And just for fun, I went ahead and set up a high score system for Turkey Tapper using a Supabase backend. Anyone who wants to try and get their initials on the high score list can check it out. But the core lesson is this incredible combination of GitHub and a platform like Vercel to create these seamless preview builds. It really has changed how I work.
What a great breakdown. I think a lot of people are going to be inspired to try this out. Thanks for sharing that.
Absolutely. I hope everyone saw something that helped. Thanks for coming along for the ride on this one, and we'll see you in the next one.
Goodbye.